according to the Bible, it's sinful, because if we're dishonoring God, right? Dishonoring basically means we're sinning against him. Okay, that means a woman is not only dishonoring the man, which is her husband. You say, well, what if she's not married? Then she's dishonoring God. By having short hair. And in fact, the Bible tells us that if a woman has short hair, God says that's just as bad as if you were bald.
Yep.
Now look, I'm not talking about someone who just had cancer treatment.
Right.
Okay? And you know, they had cancer treatment and they're being treated for that and they lose all their hair and it's like, you're ungodly. Well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you have hair on your head? I'm not talking about that. We obviously understand that those are exceptions that prove the rule. Amen. What God is talking about is when a woman willingly cuts her hair short or shaves off her head. He said, well, how can you say those are... I'm not saying those are the same things. God is saying that.
Amen.
He says, for you to have short hair is just as bad if you were shorn or shaven. Yep. That's how God sees it. Yep. That's why it's that bad. Okay? So, you say, what's the lesson there? Ladies, grow out your hair. Amen?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with having long hair. Now, you ladies are like, you're telling me this in the middle of summer? When it's stinking hot, you know? You know, put up your hair if you have to, whatever. I'm not telling you. I'm saying that this is what God's saying.
Amen.
Okay? And we are not to follow the trends of the world and what the culture is doing and say, oh, but it looks so cute. God says that it's a shame that you're dishonoring.
Amen.
Okay? Why? Because a man is supposed to have short hair. And when you begin to have short hair, guess what you're doing? You're basically becoming an abomination.
Yep.
You say, why is that? Because you're looking like a man is what you're looking like. Okay, and all these stinking lesbians and dykes out there in this world who, they, you know, they have a fade and they spike up their hair and they look like a bunch of disgusting animals. That's dishonoring to the Lord. You know, and no Christian who's a lady ought to emulate herself according to these dykes and freaks. But the fade looks so good. And God says that's a dishonor. Okay. Why would you want to look like a dyke? Why do you want to look like Sluder?
Right.
You know, look, I think it's beautiful when a woman has long hair.
Amen.
It just makes her look more beautiful. It just accentuates her beauty and who she is as a woman. That's a beautiful thing when a woman looks like a woman.
Right.
Not tries to look like a stinking butch.
Amen.
So, verse 5, it says, but every woman that prayeth or prophesieth, and some people will look at prophesy, see, women are allowed to preach. No, it's talking about soul winning.
Amen.
Okay? So look, if you're out there, you're like, well, I'm soul winning, you know? Well, it says that when you're soul winning, you're dishonoring God.
Right.
Because it says, but every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head. And look, that goes to show you that if you're praying, this is ladies, if you're praying with short hair, guess what? God's not hearing your prayers.
Yep.
Because you're dishonoring. You know? The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So don't think just because you're praying and you're saved that God's going to hear you. Sometimes God stops his ears even at his own people.
Amen.
If we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Bible says. Okay, we need to make sure that our lives align to the word of God. Not to be perfect, not to be sinless. But look, as long as we're trying to obey as much as we know, what we know, God is pleased with that. Amen. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. But you know what? After this sermon, if you're like, well, I still want to look like a dyke. I mean, I still want to look cute. You know, cut my hair just a little short because it's hot and all these things. Then you know what? Then you're dishonoring God, and you know that's a fact because we just read it in the Bible. For you to deny that, you have to deny that we're reading the scriptures right now.
Amen.
Okay?